World Junior Hockey Championships, 5:30 tonight. Sean Simpson will join me for the pregame. Team Canada against Finland, and Gord Miller is our play-by-play voice for the World Junior Hockey Championships Summer Edition. And Gord is here from Edmonton. Gord, how are you?
I'm very well. You guys?
Now, let me check. Frankie C's okay, and I'm no longer suspended, so I'm good.
Excellent.
I'm good.
Excellent.
The Finland game is a real battle. It's obviously the best team that Canada has played so far. How do you see it?
Well, obviously it doesn't matter who you put in those uniforms. The Finns play the same way. They're going to be hard. They're going to be gritty. They'll probably get good goaltending. It's their national trait. And so obviously, yeah, the hardest test that Canada has faced so far. And it's important to face those. I mean, you're going to have adversity through the tournament, so you might as well get tested now. And I think this is a very good test for them.
Gord, if you're a Leafs fan, you probably had a little more of a vested interest in tonight's game because of Rivenin and Topi Niemelä, two of the star Finnish players. What have you seen from those guys in this tournament so far?
They haven't dominated the way you'd hope yet. Niemelä, was the top defenseman at the tournament in 2021. There's other guys that have kind of been more prominent, but you want to see them in a game like tonight. Like, we saw Matt Nyes, the Leafs second rounder last night, in the game against Sweden for the U.S. That was his best game. Nyes played his best game of the tournament in the hardest game. So let's see how they do tonight in their hardest test against Canada.
Yeah, so tell us about that Nyes effort last night. I mean, he was very noticeable, net front presence, everything the Leafs would want.
Physical, good hands, around the net a lot, makes good plays in tight. That's what you wanted. He had a slow start for sure, but like I said, that he was dominant last night. That was his best game.
Gord, I don't know where you stand on this, but I think Nyes' decision to go back to college is the right decision. And I think for a number of reasons, but ultimately, if you're a college guy and you're going to make the jump to the NHL or professional hockey, I think you want to be ready for it. I don't think you want to leave anything on the table as far as development and strength and even what you can accomplish as a player at the collegiate level. Where do you see that?
I don't think anyone's ever been hurt spending too much time in junior college or the American Hockey League at all. I think, you look what Owen Power did. Power went back after he got drafted. Look at him. If the NFL drafted 18-year-olds, Tom Brady probably wouldn't have been picked.
Right.
He was a sixth-round pick as it was. So, it takes time to develop, and I hate seeing prospects get rushed. He's comfortable there. He's learning his craft. So keep learning it. And now if he goes back for a third year, I guess then you're starting to say, well, hang on a second. Is he angling for free agency? But there's no indication of that.
No.
So, I think it's an excellent decision by him. And look, I'll go on Montreal radio in September and say this, but, I hope Yuri Slavkovsky goes back to Europe this season. It's a hard league. It's the hardest league in the world.
Yeah.
And so go when you're ready, not when they're ready for you.
Gord, how would you sum up Team Canada's play so far? In my opinion, maybe 10 minutes that they weren't at their best, but pretty good other than that.
Yeah, and pretty good high-end team. I mean, you've got Connor Bedard here. You got Mason McTavish. These are high-end players at this age level and certainly project to be high-end players at the next level. They've been excellent. And you can feel some momentum building, on the ice. You can feel it building in the stands a little bit. Let's see how they do in this game tonight and then on to the medal round. But this looks like a very, very good team. And their defense has been quite good, even without Power and Caden Gooley. Gooley's hurt, and Power elected to focus on Buffalo's training camp. So their defense has been pretty good.
Chatting with Gord Miller, TSN play-by-play voice, covering the World Juniors. Gord, how much growth in Connor Bedard's game have you seen from when you covered, I guess it would have been a couple games back in December to now?
I don't know. He was pretty good back then. He's been so dominant for so long. Look, Joe Sakic has the best wrist shot I've ever seen. Bedard's is as good as that. I mean, his release, his accuracy, the hardness of the shot, it's incredible. And, his skating, his instincts. You got to be careful projecting. I saw Crosby play as a 16-year-old, McDavid a 16-year-old. They didn't dominate. They weren't dominant in the year before the draft,
right,
or 2 years before the draft. He looks pretty dominant. You know, this is this is not his, this is technically, you know, the 20, this is technically his 16-year-old year. And he's been just dominant, which is rare to see from 16-year-olds.
Yeah.
And he's taken a beating too, hasn't he?
Well, you know they're going to challenge him, right? I mean, and this Crosby went through it, McDavid goes through it. You're the head of the snake. They're going to go after you.
Gord, it's the middle of August. The weather's great. There's a lot to do outside. Give me a little bit of a sell as to why I would stay inside and watch the World Junior game tonight.
Well, I think obviously if you want to see some of the top end, I mean, the same reason you'd watch it at Christmas. But yeah, time of the year is part of it here. There's been a lot of talk about the attendance and why it is the way it is. I think, you know, people talk about the Hockey Canada effect. Look, these tickets were on sale for more than 4 months before that story broke, and they were slow then. It's August. So obviously that's part of it. I think the Oilers played 8 home playoff games in the spring, which took about $25 million out of circulation. So there's all of that. And summer's not real long here. So, you know, being inside is maybe not appealing. It's a beautiful day here again today. But I tell you, tonight you're going to see high-end players that are coming soon to the NHL. And that's one of the great appeals of this tournament. And they're playing for their country. So the emotion, the passion is what you love.
You know, if you could circle the USA, Sweden, Finland, and Canada, there really isn't much difference between those four, is there?
Well, maybe a little bit of a difference. I would say the Finns are better on defense. The Swedes should have an edge in goal. Their goaltending came in as more of a strong point. The Americans are really, really fast, and Canada's got high-end skill.
Gord, you know, I played in Riga for a little bit in Latvia, and it was interesting to learn about the Latvian hockey and how, you know, they as a country, they try and play games and they try and keep them close, right? And they'll be happy. Like, if they play USA really well, Sweden, Finland, Canada, if they play these teams well, you know, the fans walk away from the arena and they're content. They're you know, they're going to the bar, they're having a few drinks, they're happy about that. But to win a game in this tournament for Latvia and see that kind of celebration, I mean, what was that like to see that in person?
Incredible. And remember how they got here.
Right.
They finished second in Division 1A. They took a tough loss to Belarus in Division 1A in December. So Belarus won that and got promoted. But then when Russia invaded Ukraine with Belarus's help, Russia and Ukraine got barred from the IHF competition. So Latvia then got the call. Not super ready for it, but up they come. And all of a sudden they show up here. They've been very competitive. And, you know, the key was Slovakia beat them in a penalty shootout, not in regulation. So that got them a chance to win that game yesterday in any fashion to advance. And they did. I think, you know, it's just a great thing to see. A couple of years ago, Germany was here. They got pounded by Canada in their opener, 14-2. They only had 13 skaters because of COVID. And people were saying, "Well, why are these teams in the tournament? It's terrible. Shrink the field."
Yeah.
They got their guys back. They took Russia right to the wire in the quarterfinals. They lost 2-1, hit the goalpost with a minute to go.
Yeah.
So, you know, for these teams, I don't know that people completely understand how much it means for them to play in these tournaments.
Yeah.
There's not one guy from Austria, not one guy from Latvia, not one guy from those smaller countries who says, "Yeah, maybe we shouldn't be here."
No.
They'll tell their, you know what? Some of these guys will tell their grandkids they played against Bedard and some of these players.
That's exactly how I see it, too. Like, to see some of these teams when they, you know, even if they lose to Canada 2-1, but never mind that, like, if they win a game in this tournament, you can see how much that means for hockey there. And, like, I've been in these countries and seen what happens. Like, there's such a trickle-down effect to where, you know, the minor players, the junior players, they get invigorated by that. And they want to go to the rink. They want to practice more. They look up to these kind of national superstars that we wouldn't know. But, you know, in these countries, there's certain guys that are like cult legends because of, you know, their international play.
Look at Germany. Look at what Leon Draisaitl has done for Moritz Seider and Tim Stützle and J.J. Paterka and Lucas Reichel, who are all terrific young players who are following in his footsteps.
Yeah.
I mean, the effect is unmistakable. It's unmistakable.
Gord, are you surprised at all at how good the Canadian defense has been, minus those two big names?
A little bit. Let's see them tested more tonight. But no, they move the puck really well. They can all move the puck. And I think that's one of the biggest things about them is the ability to get the puck out and up quickly is really important.
What do you think happens tonight?
I think they're going to drop the puck at 4 o'clock local time, and 3 hours later we'll know who wins.
Okay, hold on, Gord. How about let's do an over-under on goals for Mason McTavish. Like, let's say, what's the over-under? 1.5.
1.5. I'll take the over.
You like the over tonight,
yeah.
Jimmy?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, he's dialed in.
I do. Okay. I don't make predictions, but I do play probabilities.
All right.
And there's a difference.
Okay. Right. He's been such a beast, Mason McTavish, man.
Great to watch. Gord, yeah. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys.
That's Gord Miller, TV voice of the World Juniors, among other things. Of course, the NHL as well. But
yeah.
McTavish is fun to watch.
He is.
But you go back to, I remember reading the draft synopsis on him, and I think he, did he go fourth?
I don't know, but he's like...
But his read the, what they said about him before he was drafted, you see, that was a very accurate description.
Yeah. I love how he's such a gamer.
Yeah.
He just loves to play hockey. Like, he answers the call, he begs to go to this tournament. I love that attitude, and I'm sure the Ducks do as well, but I feel like he's at the right age to have that kind of attitude where it's just... Let me play as much hockey as I can, whatever tournament you got. He's probably going to end up playing in some kind of prospects tournament before training camp. He's going to have to do camp. Like, sure. He's going to have to earn his way onto the Ducks,
yeah.
Right? Like, as a lot of young players do. And he's like, yeah, I don't mind. I'll just go play hockey. It's almost like it's another game, but he still plays with that competitive nature.
Okay, third overall. So that's why we ask it in question forms.
Oh, okay.
We know that JP will give us the answer.
Guy, I got to be honest. Don't put me on the spot like that, eh, Guy? Come on.
Okay, Guy.